From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and U.K. has good news for American farmers and ranchers. Chad Smith has details.
The U.S. and United Kingdom reached the framework of a trade agreement that included opening U.K. market access for American agricultural products. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the new agreement is the first step in a much larger picture.
This is, in a sense, the beginning of the end of all of the things that the president has put out on tariffs since the beginning of his administration. A lot of it was meant to get countries to the table. The UK stepped up. They've agreed to lower some of their barriers for agriculture. They've agreed to a 13,000 metric ton tariff-free quota for beef. They've agreed to go to a zero tariff on ethanol.
Salmonson says the White House has been busy meeting with other countries as well.
I mean, there's a lot of countries that are in D.C. negotiating with the administration now. Vietnam has been here a lot. Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Argentina, many other countries. And of course, we just had the news that a U.S. team led by the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Bessent, is going to Switzerland to start discussions with China.
He says this agreement demonstrates that the administration is willing to negotiate in trade and tariff discussions.
If you come up with a significant offer, if you're another country, and you can say, all right, we're going to reduce the tariff here, we're going to reduce here, we're going to do something here, then the U.S., those increased country-specific tariffs that the president proposed, they'll deal on those. They'll deal on the steel and aluminum. They'll deal on the autos. They will deal in order to get your country to lower their tariffs. The U.S. will reduce or eliminate the tariffs that have been put on over the last few months.
You can learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Travel and training. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Mark your calendars for another regional ag tour with Kansas Farm Bureau. We're headed to the heart of Virginia on August 25th through the 29th to experience the state's agriculture and to explore stops that feature our American history. From specialty crops, aquaculture, and innovative agritourism destinations, you'll get an up-close look at the diversity of Virginia's agricultural landscape. Along the way, we'll visit historic landmarks that shaped the nation, blending past and present into one enriching experience. You won't want to miss this one-of-a-kind adventure. Book your adventure with us at www.kfb.org. Kansas Farm Bureau's Communications, Media, and Spokespersons Training is your opportunity to become a confident and effective advocate for the agricultural community. This intensive two-day program, held July 16th and 17th in Hayes, equips Farm Bureau members with essential communication skills. For eligibility requirements and to apply by June 24th, go to www.kfb.org. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
A few weeks ago, I hit a personal milestone that might sound small, but meant a lot. I closed all three rings of my fitness watch every single day for a full year. That meant standing 12 hours a day, exercising for 30 minutes, and burning 350 calories. Every day, no excuses. The challenge wasn't intensity, it was consistency. I started small. Short walks during work, laps around the block, a sunrise stroll on our country road. When life got hectic, I got creative, walking circles inside my house during thunderstorms, even though it confused my cat. I walked in the rain and snow, in cities and on rural roads. A few times I even got out of bed at night because I forgot to walk. Over the 12 months, I walked more than 3.5 million steps and 1,600 miles. I learned that real commitment isn't about motivation. It's about persistence. Set your goal, make it a priority, and show up every single day.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.